Selling secrets that win big. The first secret to selling is accomplished when you bought the home. You should be in one heck of a strong equity position. A strong equity position is defined as 65% or better, meaning that you owe 65% or less on the home after repairs. So we'll go on that assumption. Because you owe substantially less than the home is worth, you have greater flexibility than any other seller in that market, which means you can offer the house at below market value and therefore be one of the first homes sold. By offering the house at around 10% below any other similar house, you ensure a greater amount of interest in your property and therefore more buyers and more offers. Now, you don't need to hide the fact that you're an investor, but you shouldn't boast either. People tend to think that if you're an investor that they can negotiate more aggressively with you. That's your job, not theirs. An example of a good deal might be you bought the home for $90,000. You borrowed an additional $10,000 for repairs. The comparable sales in that area are on the market for $185,000. You offer your home for $165,000, which is $20,000 below any other similar house. Now, that is not a loss of $20,000 when it sells. It's a gain of $65,000, and you can move on to your next deal. Demanding the full fair market value is okay if you only want to buy and sell one house. Let's look at the math we just talked about. Five deals at $65,000 is $325,000 in 1 year, compared to one deal at $85,000 where you held on for full market value. The money is in volume. $325,000 made in 1 year is a heck of a lot more than $85,000 made in the same amount of time. Essentially, you are buying and selling several homes in the same period of time as it would have taken you to buy and sell just one. It's sort of the Walmart approach to real estate investing. And Walmart doesn't do too bad, does it? Don't get greedy. Make the deals work for everyone, and start making the money you deserve.